concept that we can't make practical. Ascension is ascending out of our lower consent, ascending out of our lower agreement. Now that's essential for us to realize that we're coming into a new acquirement. The reason that's important is for us to realize there's further extension, there's further allowance. Just thinking of one person that wanted to join. All right, I'm assuming they will arrive when they're supposed to. So this is about us ascending into further grace, further allowance. That means that we want to look at our past history loosely with a sort of chuckle. In other words, it's sort of like when we transition, we're not anyone's crossing over, but when you do, it's like you release the fabric of this lifetime. It kind of fades away and it no longer has complete relevance, complete value. So when you ascend in an incarnation, you start doing that same gifting to yourself in the body, in form. So in other words, you wake up to true memory, you wake up to true inheritance, you wake up to your true crystallized vision. Now the vision, I've got Metatron's cube, is seeing with long-lasting pleasure. In English, seeing beyond the dream state, seeing beyond form, seeing beyond the riddles, seeing beyond the judgments, the hurts, the sacrifice, the belief in separation, and all the many ins and outs and drama filled experiences that come with it. So as we allow ourselves our highest gaze, our highest attunement, our highest approach, we welcome back in the same. In other words, we're expanding, we're lifting into new consent, new awareness, new drive. And so this is when I say drive, I literally have these chariots of light. So if you see light language, you'll often just see it like light. That's what these chariots are, they're light. And so they're symbolic of our they're calling it our future state, but they're doing it sort of like with a chuckle, because remember, we exist beyond space-time continuum. So our future state is already who we are. So what we're doing is adjusting to a new framework. We're adjusting to a new paradigm. We're adjusting to a new allocation. In other words, this is where we now reside, in awareness, in consciousness. Now, how we make that possible is to start releasing form, to start releasing all of the hurts, all of the tension, all of the constriction, all of the angst. Now, we don't do that from an intellectual standpoint. It's impossible, because you can just, well, I shouldn't feel that way, but I do, but I do. So this is the whole point. We can't deny the energy that we're still holding on to that's locked. That's sort of like, a field may seem like it's cemented, but it's not. So we don't want to deny it. We want to give it allowance, meaning that they keep saying like a hefty chuckle. But what that is spaciousness. It's like, there's the feeling, there's the resentment towards self or others, there's the hurt, there's the old belief, the world's always out to get me, or whatever our favorite one is. We all have them still, because we contracted to take them on. That's very relevant, because some of us are still holding on to this shame. Like, I should be doing better by now. I should be totally healed. Like, what's wrong with me? So that's the ego, like, trying its best to keep you grounded, to keep you in solid form, because you're already ahead of the system. You're already ahead of that old engagement. So this is what you want to realize. You are already there. So you're not trying to like recreate the wheel. What you're doing is adjusting to a new focus. Now, how we do that is we allow whatever presents to present. It's okay. I feel angry. I feel hurt. Here's that wound from when I was 4 years old. There it is again. But as we allow that spaciousness, as we allow like that plunge into forevermore, so it's love. We're allowing the commodity, the graciousness, the spaciousness of love to now enter. So we've got the old injuries, we've got the old belief systems, we got whatever's been plaguing us, like still coming along with me. But now we allow that spaciousness to enter. So the energies that are coming, the energies that are being afforded to us at this very moment, they're saying at this crucial transition, is the energies of forward movement. And I literally have they keep showing me things like in our physicality, but I don't have the words to describe it. But it's sort of like these wings, almost like those old pinball machines, where there are these like arm-like things, and there's fluidity. So it's like movement. So what we want to realize, because this is a dream state, it's not solid, we're not stuck, we're not penalized forever. We came down with master consciousness. So what we're doing is we're resurrecting our true reality. So as we allow love's remembrance, our true essence, the higher awareness of self, to import its greatest value, we start receiving beyond the old commodity, beyond the old focus, beyond the old hurt, beyond the old wound. And so we receive the gifts of true remembrance. So whatever you're entitled in the now moment, whatever your next step is, because it's like step by step, unless it isn't and you're just ready to awaken. But usually it's, you know, step by step, excuse me, we open up to our grandest pleasure. So we see beyond the old hurt. We see the forest beyond the trees. We allow for greatest consent. So what I'm seeing is the card where it says universe. So these universal energies are affording ourselves lift off. Now, as long as we're tethered to the past and we're insisting we know it all, we were hurt and that's all there is to it, we're playing victim. And so we're holding on, like white knuckling it. So the more that you can relax those knuckles, the more that you can just sort of play with these images, play with these feelings, what's being afforded to us is corrected vision. What's being afforded to us is our grandest pleasure. What's being afforded to us is our gift of self-mastery. In other words, all of us agreed to take on these energies, to take on this old, this paradigm of consciousness. So we took it on, and now we're in process of transmuting. Now we're in the process of relieving ourselves of, they're saying, of this ghost town. Now, the reason they're saying it's the ghost town is this experience doesn't really exist except in our consciousness. So it's a ghost town. We're already beyond it. But it feels kind of real for the moment. And so this is where we're realizing that our they're saying our future self, and they're showing me the card of promise of the future. So these are the energies coming in to establish grace, coming in to establish good fortune, coming in to establish assertion. Now they're showing me the Tower card, and we've all been kind of joking about that because that's this year's, just remember, like the deck of all just Tower cards, meaning like things are crashing. But this Tower card is so inviting because what's crashing is our old paradigm, our old belief. So in essence, it's like we're graduating. Doesn't matter what others are doing, doesn't matter what your neighbor believes, doesn't matter what they're consenting to. What matters is your willingness to arrive, your willingness to grant yourself permission to relieve yourself of the past hurts, past beliefs. So as you offer yourself in true remembrance, as you offer yourself in true commodity, as you offer yourself in true liberation, we open up to our highest consent. So these energies that are coming in to transfer our consciousness, to transfer our occurrence, to greater allowance, greater abundance, and the, oh gosh, it's like, ooh, it feels pretty good to me. So again, it's an energetic download and a future response system. So it's sort of like you're receiving your teaching pack. It's like, okay, this is the lesson that's going to be administered to you in the upcoming hours, in the upcoming days. Because remember, it's everything's in the now moment. So what we're receiving are like our tickets, our tickets for advancement. And so as we will allow that future redundancy, in other words, we're receiving promotion, we're receiving allowance, we're receiving kind gestures, we come into direct claim with our true presence. So this is the whole point. We're not trying to restructure the outer. We're not trying to create a better linear exposure. We're receiving our true presence. Now, as we do this, they're saying, as the world turns. So remember that soap opera. And that's just it. That's what our life really is. As we receive our true remembrance, our life shifts. We move into new timeline. We move into future agreement. And then we're no longer functioning, out of that old belief, out of that old structure. So remember attraction. We create from our highest value because we're no longer creating out of suffering. We're no longer creating out of the old establishment. So we're no longer playing out of that old timeline. It's existing for those that are attending to it. But as we claim our new arrival, we attend to our promotion. We attend to our new lifestyle. And we open up our gifted treasures. So now I keep seeing this imagery where it's like, imagine someone arrives and they have a handkerchief, and they open it up. And here's the Hope Diamond. Here are the treasures. So this is what we are establishing. This is what we're establishing. So we have each agreed to these incarnations to establish treasures on earth. So we do this by coming into agreement with our own valuable commodity. Now, this is very essential that we each see ourselves in true value. So you guys like literally became diamonds and rubies and crystals and value. So my imagery just comes up with what I would receive to be of great value. You may suddenly have become one person, spirit, being of light. You just became like a golden goddess. You're shimmering. You're radiating gold energy, and you appear to me as a goddess and shimmering gold. Like you're not static. You're like, it's like an ebb and flow. And it's like shimmery gold. Now, when I tune into it, I do not want to leave you. I honestly don't, because it feels so good. And the reason it feels so good is it resonates with truth. That's what we're coming to, is resonating truth. We're not looking for an outer to come into agreement. We're receiving, accepting our true lifestyle. Remember, we do this vibrationally. Now, as we see these energies, they release our discounted pleasure. In other words, a lot of us are accepting pennies for the dollar. Well, I'm just happy to have something. Just happy to have something. And it's because of our false agreements. It's because of our old lifestyle. So as we will receive our new commodity, we're going to step up into our truest claim. Now, this is important because each of us are opening up to spiritual gifts. And so in order to receive your total engagement, it's a priority to receive yourself in good value. Because if you don't understand what you're worth, if you don't understand that you're an extension of the divine, then you're going to be like a pauper. Well, I'll just take a little bit. I'll just take a little bit. Well, that's not going to serve yourself or the planet. So this is about receiving in full abundance. Now, in order to do that, It is an extension of your own a perception of self. So this is where they keep saying we're coming undone. They keep saying that phrase over and over. So what's coming undone is our limitation. What's coming undone is our false sense of self. So as we will receive our true awareness, as we will receive our full endowment, we receive the breath of life, which is full abundance. So just imagine God, Goddess, Divinity. Well, I'll just give you this little bit for now. That's enough for you for today. So this wouldn't, it doesn't even compute. And yet, that's how we self-regulate. That's how, like, I literally see, like, energy coming through, and it's like, just little trickles. So this is about name the tune. In other words, what are you tuning to? What are you consenting? So when you tap into God, Goddess, Divinity, Angels, Masters, they're asking us to come into like agreement, extension of, aspect of, not lesser than. And so they're asking us to check that out, check ourselves out. Are we still seeing a hierarchy, lesser than, or an aspect of? An aspect of. So as we will receive ourselves as an aspect of the divine union, the divine self. Wow, that's really working beautifully for some. So we're also making adjustments, remember, with divine feminine, divine masculine. And you probably pretty much know at this point where you have been out of balance till now. So the divine masculine is what they would like me to report on right now, is very relevant, because those that have the compassionate heart, it's like you can have your compassionate heart all day long, and you do. But if you don't open up to the power of God's source, then it's going to be limited in terms of how you make use of that refinement, how you make use of that awareness, that connection. So that's why it's so important that we all step into a state of balance. And balance is receiving the power of the light, receiving our full endowment, our full exposure. And to receive it with God's good pleasure. God, Goddess, Divinity, Higher Self, I Am Presence. Plug in your own words, your own belief systems, and then receive. Some of you are working with a particular goddess, that's or Joshua, Mary Magdalene, whoever feels most appropriate for you. See them as an aspect of yourself. Like equals like. So we're receiving our fullest claim. Now these are energies that we're honoring within our own vestibule. We're honoring within our own allowance. Now these energies are going to turn on the light, as they say, in the bowels of our consciousness, like in the lower, where there's energy that's been trapped, where we still have been in the past creating out of false understandings. So there's the words they're using is the more the merrier. Kind of making it fun. Like, just doesn't have to be hard, doesn't have to be serious. The more the merrier. Even more God consciousness. Even more light. So as we seal this activation, as we seal this holy remembrance, we honor all good placement. In other words, we honor our path. We honor everything that we have contracted to experience in this lifetime, knowing that it serves the atonement, it serves the resurrection of all, it serves our awakening. So if we're still battling, if we're still fighting, if we're still resisting that which is serving our awakening, then we're still like leaving parts of ourselves in exile. Well, I didn't like that that happened, so it's just not going to get any oxygen for me today. Realize it's all to come undone, which means it's sort of like if you're going to a tailor, you want to bring all the blouses that need repair, not just some. Whatever needs repair, bring it on in. Bring it all in. So as we will seal this activation, we do so in a place of honor. I literally had, they keep showing me the rose imagery, if we've noticed. So that's all I'm getting lately. I see each and every one of us inside of a rose, a place of honor. So the idea being that love surrounds us 360 degrees. Love surrounds us. So as we will pray, we offer ourselves to the light. We offer this timeline to the light. We offer all that's in our consciousness, both in conscious and unconscious awareness, to the light. Let us pray. They want me to add, we're now praying to a being above us. We're coming into agreement with our higher self, our divine counterpart. So the prayer is more so an acceptance, an alliance. So in English, it's like an intention. So it is 22 minutes, exactly. So master number. All right, so everybody welcome. Let me see how we can be of further assistance. We will be